Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com.
Welcome to Beyond the Book, everyone. I hope you have your comfortable shoes and your caffeine drinks all ready for the Frankfurt Book Fair, which returns again to Frankfurt, Germany, October 14th to 18th. It's the world's largest such book publishing fair, and you need comfortable shoes and energy drinks to get around because it's so expansive. Joining us today to discuss what you ought to be thinking about in the weeks ahead are Dawn Bruno, Global Publishing Team Leader and Senior International Trade Specialist with the U.S. Commercial Service of the U.S. Department of Commerce. Welcome, Dawn.
Thank you, Chris.
And by special conference call with Germany, we have Volker Wersdorf, who is a senior commercial specialist for the U.S. Commercial Service at the American Consulate General in Frankfurt. Welcome, Volker.
Thanks for having me on the call.
It's great to have you both here. It's a return engagement for us all. We chatted with representatives of the U.S. Commercial Service last year in just the same way, talking about Frankfurt. And my gosh, a year later, a lot has been going on in the global economy and in publishing. From recessions to digitization, there are a number of buzzwords flying around. And so I'd like to start with Volker and ask you, Volker, about the expectations for this year's fair. What's new? What's different?
Well, different is that last year we were at a high basically in all industries, and this year all industries are suffering, as will be the publishing industry. My personal expectation is that industry will not suffer as hard as others because people still read or need to read. I'm sure we will see a scaling down of exhibitor numbers just because exhibiting is still very expensive. But I don't think from our own experience that we will have a considerable less or smaller number of U.S. exhibitors that come to the world's largest publishing or book trade fair.
And I would imagine what makes it so important to the U.S. publishers is the licensing opportunities that await them there. I mean, that's essentially what Frankfurt is all about and always has been, correct?
That is correct. It's very much what we call an appointment fair, where most of the exhibitors have pre-arranged schedules of meetings, and it's very much a trade fair where licenses and rights are traded, not only bilaterally between the U.S. or any given country and Germany, but internationally. Most of the trade shows in Germany are really international, with at least 25% to 30% international visitors and exhibitors, and the book fair is no different there. It's a truly international marketplace for licenses and rights.
Right. Well, as if we didn't already know, I mean, publishing is a global business. Clearly, the U.S. publishers have a significant stake in all of that, but it's impossible to be a player these days without having the kind of relationships that you can either establish or reinforce when you go to a fair like Frankfurt.
That's true, and that's also a very nice lead into what my colleague Dawn in New York has to say. Because we as the commercial service, we try to promote exports from the U.S. and we've set up programs where we can help U.S. exhibitors or even visitors that come to the book fair here in Frankfurt to help them get the visibility they need and hopefully get them into contact with the right partners where they can sell their rights and licenses.
Well, then, Don, let me turn to you, Don Bruno, Global Publishing Team Leader and Senior International Trade Specialist with the U.S. Commercial Service. And Don, I have never been to Frankfurt Book Fair myself, but I understand from those of my colleagues at Copyright Clearance Center and others I know in the business who have been that it is just an overwhelming experience, or nearly overwhelming experience. But your team does a lot to help ease the way for anyone coming, whether they're coming to the show for the first time or whether they've been for a dozen years.
Chris, that's very true. I mean, the Frankfurt Book Fair, if you attend, it's not an experience you're likely to forget. It's certainly one of the biggest trade shows in the world, and it can definitely be daunting for exhibitors who maybe are first-timers or don't really know the lay of the land. And there's a lot that the U.S. Department of Commerce does to help prepare publishers as they get ready to exhibit in Frankfurt and to help them maximize their time there. Because now more than ever, it's important for publishers to be able to take advantage of cost-effective ways of really maximizing their time at a fair like Frankfurt.
Well, I mean, it doesn't get more cost-effective than what you folks are offering, which, as I understand, is a kind of pre-fair promotion and at no cost, correct?
That's exactly right. We have our international promotion program that we offer free of charge to any U.S. exhibitor that would like to sign up. And we use our network of commercial specialists located around the world in almost every embassy and consulate, including Volker in Germany, but we have Volker's counterparts throughout the world. And they then promote these U.S. publishers to their database of contacts, so to the publishers that they know who will be attending the Frankfurt Book Fair and who are interested in meeting with U.S. publishers there. So this international promotion program is really just a way for publishers to get some visibility before the show and to help them hopefully set appointments, because the Frankfurt Book Fair is an appointment show, and they have to come to the fair with their dance cards pretty full because everyone else does.
Right. There's a lot of competition for those meetings, and people have booked well in advance. It's kind of like trying to travel at the school vacations. You want to get your airline tickets long before it actually happens. Now, you're going to be joining the Association of Educational Publishers there at Frankfurt. Why don't we get specific? Tell us, if you can, exactly where that booth will be and what the relationship is with AEP.
Sure, I'd love to. The U.S. Department of Commerce has teamed up with the Association of Educational Publishers now for, this is our third year, and we think it's a great partner of ours, and it's a way for us to reach out to the educational publishing industry and to help these publishers come to the fair and have their appointments already set. And the way that we do that is we have what we call our Educational Publishers Pavilion, located in Hall 4.2 in the Frankfurt Book Fair in the Educational Publishers Hall. And what we do is for the typically tends to be about 8 to 10 publishers who exhibit with us, they then get to take advantage of our matchmaking appointments. So we have our specialists located around the world working tirelessly for the months leading up to Frankfurt to set their appointments to help find the right partners for them, the right publishers for them to be meeting and networking with, and then to set the appointments for them so that when these publishers come to the fair, they already have their dance cards full, and it's full with appointments that we feel are going to be quality appointments that are going to bring business to them.
Well, I can't imagine a better service than that, really, frankly, because what you've done is to help sift through the hundreds, possibly thousands of opportunities that await a publisher and be able to direct them to the several dozen or however many it may be that are going to be just right for them. And that would take a lot of time and a lot of research to do on your own. So I would imagine it's a highly valued service.
It certainly is, and for the price, the publishers are getting the exhibition space, but they're also then getting the appointment-setting service. And this is really where I think the Department of Commerce is of the best value to publishers and to other industries as well, because we do take on that matchmaking component. We do help not only at the Frankfurt Book Fair, but other trade shows to help publishers and to help companies take advantage of opportunities and to have their appointments scheduled and targeted before they even walk in the door.
A question for either Don or for Volker. So you help set up these appointments, but can you offer any tips that publishers, again, perhaps people showing up for the first time? Copyright Clearance Center has a strong relationship with a group called the Independent Book Publishers Association, for example, and there are hundreds of small publishers, dozens perhaps, who attend Frankfurt, who may be doing so for the first time, and they're up against, if you will, the big boys. What should they bring with them? How should they prepare mentally or otherwise for such meetings? It's one thing to get the meeting, but it's another thing to be ready to talk turkey.
Well, I think making sure that they do their homework beforehand is key. I think that publishers need to know what they want to get out of these meetings, and they need to have done the market research and the homework first. That's something that we actually help them do. One of the things that we have available is our publishing market resource guide. We have our 2009 guide that has 25 market research reports from various countries that highlight the industry for U.S. publishers in those countries and give them a little lay of the land, a snapshot, if you will, of what the opportunities are there. I think market research is just one place to start, but I think it's a really important one. Because as publishers go into the fair, they need to know a little bit about the markets they're interested in targeting and also about the competition and the opportunities that exist in those countries. So I think that's important.
Right. Volker mentioned at the top of the program that while certainly the impact of the global recession is going to be felt this year at Frankfurt, that publishing has a certain amount of built-in buffer in that people are always looking to read. And I know as well that there's a kind of counter-cyclical advantage to educational publishing in down times because people often return to school to get retraining, to get new skills, to better prepare themselves for when the economy rebounds. So is that making an impact for educational publishers as far as global licensing? Do you have any idea of which sectors may be better positioned right now than others?
Within the publishing niches, the educational publishing sector is the one that I think is growing the most. It's certainly the one within the Department of Commerce that we've seen continue to, it's not necessarily recession-proof, but it's certainly continuing to grow. There is a demand for U.S. educational content, and there is a sort of cachet that goes along with that content. And we've certainly seen opportunities for educational publishers around the world grow and continue to grow despite the recession. And this is definitely a growth area for publishers, is in that educational sphere.
And Volker, do you have anything that you can add from Germany there as far as that growing market of it for educational publishing?
I can only support Dawn's statement. I full-heartedly agree with her. We also have to keep in mind that for sophisticated industrialized nations, education is on top of their priority list. So if we are talking about restructuring monies or support monies for the economy, politicians are also talking about putting money into education. At least they're talking about it, but which is a good start. But there will be a strong impetus on education, not only for primary or secondary school, which is sort of difficult to get into, but also in the professional grown-up area. So, yes, that is a growing area.
Well, that's good news. And as we wrap up the call here, we've been talking with Don Bruno, who is Global Publishing Team Leader and Senior International Trade Specialist with the U.S. Commercial Service of the U.S. Department of Commerce, who is based in New York, and her colleague based in Frankfurt, Volker Wersdorf, who is a senior commercial specialist at the U.S. Commercial Service in the American Consulate General there in Frankfurt. As we approach the upcoming Frankfurt Book Fair, which will run from October 14th through the 18th, I wonder, Volker, can you tell us what's the weather like in Frankfurt in middle October, and do we get a chance to enjoy Oktoberfest when we're there?
No, I think of Oktoberfest, you're too late. They just opened up the first bottle of beer, I think yesterday or before yesterday. The weather at the moment is unbelievably beautiful. It's warm, no rain. The rivers are actually very low. But it should be okay in October. I personally think September, October are the nicest months you can experience here, but you should certainly bring something in case it will get cold in the evenings or at night, which it sometimes does. And I remember that Dawn, even being from New York, was freezing last year.
I was.
All right. Well, we'll remember to pack a good jacket and maybe a scarf along with those comfortable shoes. Listen, it has been a pleasure to chat with you both. I know my colleagues Look forward to seeing you there, and I imagine many of the people on listening to our Beyond the Book podcast will be checking in with you. We'll provide plenty of information about how to contact you both and to take advantage of the various services that the U.S. Commercial Service offers to publishers as part of its global publishing team. Again, thank you, Dawn Bruno, who is in New York. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you so much for your time, Chris. Thank you.
And Volker Wurzhoff joining us on the line from Frankfurt, Germany. Thanks for being part of the call here today.
Thanks, Chris.
Great. Well, good luck to you both. It's a pleasure speaking with you again, and we look forward to returning to our friends with the Department of Commerce very soon to chat more about the global publishing world. This is Chris Keneally for Beyond the Book. Thank you for listening.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.